Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak here at the FOSDEM 22 Open Research Track. My name is Patricia Hatterich. I work at the University of Edinburgh, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to introduce you to Fuji, a tool for the automated assessment and improvement of the fairness of research data. So, when we talk about assessing the fairness, what we're talking about are the FAIR guiding principles, which are a set of principles to promote the discovery and reuse of digital content for both humans and machines. So the idea is that digital objects become findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. The set of principles was originally published back in 2016, and since then has been endorsed by various funders, journals, and research institutions who have committed to supporting their researchers in making data fair. One way to do this is, for example, what the European Commission does. It funds projects that actually work on providing practical solutions for the use and the creation of FAIR research data throughout the research data life cycle. FAIR's FAIR, the project that I'm representing, has been one of these projects that have been funded. We're wrapping up this month, but for the last almost 3 years, we've worked with 22 partners from 8 member states on creating various resources to support the creation of FAIR research data. One of the areas that we looked into are FAIR data assessment pilots. So, to assess a digital object for its fairness, you require two components. You need a set of assessment metrics that you're using for the assessment and a tool that actually is the practical implementation. A lot of the work in FAIR's FAIR is based around the recommendations from the European Commission Expert Group on FAIR Data and their 2018 report, where they set out a whole list of recommendations to create a FAIR ecosystem. And some of the recommendations that our FAIR data assessment addresses are highlighted here. FAIR's FAIR aren't the only ones that are looking into FAIR assessment. There's a whole landscape of tools out there created by various projects and research groups. So I'm just highlighting two of them here. One is the FAIR Evaluation Service, and the other one is called FAIR Checker. All these tools out there have some slightly unique aspects. They do things in a slightly different way, and you just need to play around a bit and find the one that suits you best. And if you want to get like a high-level overview on how they're differing, a research group at Maastricht University has just looked into a quite detailed comparison, and I provide the data sets around that here, so you can go into a bit more detail. As I mentioned, the FAIR assessment requires two components, and for the first one, the object assessment metrics, we in FAIR's FAIR have looked out at what's out there, and then basically refined some of the resources that are available and have already been created by the community, and created our own set of assessment metrics that you can see is like in version 4, so has been through various iterations where we gathered feedback from the community on our ideas, and you can still comment on some of them if you like to. But this is a set of 15 metrics that